good, are you? About the slot cornerback position, I came in as a corner, and so I was used to just covering people, playing man to man, wherever it was. Halfway through camp, Coach Saban just came to me, asked me if I wanted to play a slot corner and learn how to play it, and I said, sure. So I kind of just took on that role, and that's really what I did, mostly for all my freshman year with a little bit of corner, and then my sophomore year I'll go back and forth between corner and the nickel corner. And then it's pretty much what I did, and I was just comfortable at doing it because I practiced it a lot. I didn't practice all the time. I worked on it all the time, and, you know, it's a different type of position. It's a position, it's kind of a combination between corner and safety. You can make calls like a safety. You can rush. You can fill the hole and the gaps like a safety, but then you get to cover man-to-man on pass downs when you need to, just like a corner. I like playing both corner and safety, so I think slot corner is just the optimal position. I think for this weekend, it's going to show me. I can show people that, you know, I have the hips and feet of a corner, but I also have the IQ and the tackling ability of a safety. And I think that's really important to show coaches when I'm out there doing my drills. And then I think just going into the draft, I think just gives me a little bit of up. You know, they know I could play multiple positions at a high level, not just not playing there, but also playing at a high level. It's really crazy. I remember the second I got here, I was just laying in my bed and I just started smiling. I just started smiling just because I just thought about the day, like where I'm at, and just the opportunity that I have right now. And you know, it's just crazy. It's truly a blessing. It's an honor to be here. It's been a whole lot of fun. And me and my family is gonna continue to work, continue to just push through everything. And you know, we're just really happy to be here. We're grateful. Just gonna keep on working. I mean, the Browns are still they're a great team. You know, it's an NFL team. They have great talent. Offense, defense, special teams. They got great coaches. And, I think it's just an issue with the culture around there. And I'm just going to have to go down there and use what I learned at Alabama and apply it to the Browns. Yes, sir. He was an athlete, and they know that he could play. He could play 6 yards from the ball, or you play 20 yards from the ball, he can still make plays because that's just the type of player he is. They're still learning how to use him because it was his first year there, and I'm sure they're going to adjust some things to be able to allow him to make more plays. So, it's just a learning process with the coaches and the players. I'll be happy out there on the field. Yes, sir. I'm kind of a combination of the do as I do and a vocal guy. I never really been extremely vocal my freshman and sophomore year. I just did everything right they were supposed to do, and people just followed. But then my junior year was kind of challenged by Coach Saban, my defensive back coach, just to be more vocal. And I had to call some guys out and getting some scuffles or whatever. But you know, I did it because I loved them. And I did it because I wanted to see the best version of themselves. I just think I'm a combination of the two. I'm just trying to, the combine is somewhere where you go where they try to devalue you. You know, they're trying to find reasons to not pay you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to give them reasons to pay me. You know, I'm just trying to validate all the reasons why I am one of the best players in this draft class. And I'm just out here just being myself, talking ball, talking life, and that's it for real. I was out there for 3 days out in Arizona. I was just out there picking his mind. just asking him a whole bunch of questions, working out with him, just going through his daily routine. We had some fun, and he just showed me what he did on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, of course, I worked out with him, trained with him about two-hour sessions by every time that we worked out. And he was pushing me. My feet were bleeding. I was working, but I was getting better. And, I took a lot from those couple of days I was out there. I enjoyed it, and I'm applying what I learned here. I think this summer I'm going to go back out there, train with him. A couple other guys are going to be out there. A couple guys in the pros now, a couple of guys that are going into the pros. So yes, sir. Can you say that again? I'm sorry. I say I'm strongest covering man-to-man, whether it be inside corner or outside corner, or even just that safety coming down and covering just man-to-man. I think that's what I did pretty much all my career at Alabama. I usually covered the top receiver on the